You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The Conservatives have promised to introduce a mental health treatment bill to replace what they say is the outdated and unfit for purpose 1983 Mental Health Act. The party says there's been a very large increase in the number of people detained under the Act in the last 10 years, and that's raised concerns that vulnerable people being held in detention, including police cells, unnecessarily. Jenny Edwards is Chief Executive of the Mental Health Foundation and is here. And on the line now, Lincoln Studio, is Kerry. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And Kerry, could you tell us first, what happened to you?
So I was taken to police cells and it was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. I was dragged out of bed in the middle of the night, stuck in the police van and left in cells for 14 hours. And it was just a concrete box and I couldn't use any of my normal... And that would be terrifying for anyone. And it meant I didn't have any access to any of the normal things which help me cope when I'm not well. There was no distractions, no one to talk to. Nowhere I felt safe. It was horrifying.
Why had they picked you up in the first place?
It's a longer, complicated story. I probably shouldn't go into on the radio, but it was one of the worst experiences of my life, and it definitely made my mental health a lot worse. And it shouldn't happen because we know that many people die in police cells, and we should be funding as alternative places of safety with the staff to manage that. Mm.
And that, Jenny Edwards, will be something that people very widely think is a good idea if we could just make it happen.
Absolutely. Far too many people are like Kerry, that they've been through that experience. And what's worse, we've seen those numbers rocket over the last 10 years. They've gone up by more than half as much again, and that's not necessary. It's a combination of two things. First of all, that more people are experiencing poor mental health and that the services that they need are not there. And so often people say, if only I'd had help earlier, I'd never have reached this crisis point.
But is the help that should come before the police intervene or very quickly after they intervene?
Well, if the police have intervened, then there needs to be help immediately, and we're hoping to see the deadlines and the waiting time for that really come down in the near future.
Because that's the point, isn't it? I mean, I'll come back to you in a second, Kerry, but one of the things that Kerry tells there very eloquently is just the amount of time held in a cell, a little box, without access to things she'd normally have access to, and the police presumably would also say, well, we don't want to be doing that.
Yes, the police have made it clear that they're spending a substantial proportion of their time working on mental health issues, and a police cell is not the place for somebody who is unwell, and we know that even children sometimes have ended up there. But dealing with that so that people don't have to wait is one thing, but far more important is to make sure that people get help early. What we know now is that two in three of us will experience mental ill health in our lifetimes. That means, you know, there must be a much broader approach to mental health, and there must be something.
Just coming back to you, what should have happened that day to you to have been the most help that it could have been?
I should have been taken to a place of safety in the hospital, but also there should be help before you get to that point. The big manifesto promise in the last election by the Conservatives was better access and waiting times for mental health services. But on current predictions, even with the promises they've made for this election, then only 60% of people who need help from early intervention services will get help they need in 2 weeks. That we're going the wrong way. They also promised to reduce out-of-area placements, so there'll be a bed for people at their local hospital when they need it. But that's not happening either. In 2016, an out-of-area placements went up by nearly a quarter. We need help to stay well. We need care when we're not well, and we need support to stay well. Recent Mental Illness has got a great campaign on at the moment called "The Place to Go to Call Home," about supported housing for people with long-term mental health problems to live in the community and stay well there, but that's being affected by cuts to housing benefits.
And the point, Jenny Edwards, is for all the parties, actually, if they are going to make promises. They're better stick to them this time.
Yes, we've seen promises before when, and the money hasn't got through to the place that it's needed to be. The good thing is that all the parties recognise they must be saying something on mental health.
And Labour are saying, well, we were talking to Labour's health service, we actually didn't get onto this subject, but they're saying today we need to change the proportion of NHS money that's spent on other things and on mental health. In other words, increase the proportion of NHS money.
It's really disproportionate. We know that about a third of GP appointments have got a mental health element in it, and it costs the economy about $105 billion a year. We've really got to invest both in services but also in research. At the moment, we're spending a pitiful 6 pence in every pound on research on this huge national problem and growing international problem. It just doesn't make sense.
We actually do need access to services, but we also need help with the social determinants of health, with the things that keep people well and stay well.
Well, Kerry, you made your point and very adequate. I'm afraid we're out of time, but thanks very much for joining us. And Jenny Edwards as well, Chief Executive of the Mental Health Foundation. Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.